Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. My goodness, I mean, a room full of important people. I don't even know where to start with introductions because everybody's so important here. We will start with Doug Price, Visit Colorado Springs. Hello, Doug Price.
Hi, Renee. How are you?
I am good. How are you? And great. TJ, let's make sure all the mics are on. I thought TJ saw me pull all the mics. TJ, are we good? Okay, there we go, Doug. Try again.
Happy October.
Happy October.
Columbus Day. Here we are.
Yes, it's so great to see you. You are also one of the co-chairs of Olympic City USA Task Force. Your co-chair, Janet Southers, is here. Hello.
Good morning, Renee.
It's fantastic to see you.
Nice to see you as well.
And manager of community relations at the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Training Center, Mike Beagley, is here. Hello, Mike.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in. And it was an important day on Friday. Of course, this has all been, and we've been on together to talk about everything Olympic City, USA, and Friday was a big day, or last week was a big day, when a new sign was put up I-25 heading southbound into the city. It was the Olympic City, USA sign.
That's correct. We've been dreaming about this for 4 years now. This task force has been in place working on different initiatives, building support for the Olympic City, USA brand. And this last month was a great month for us in that we reached one of our primary goals, which is to raise enough awareness so that we could do an update to the I-25 entryway sign.
And it was, I saw the sketches. You guys showed me the sketches, right. The drawings of the sign. I bet it looks incredible since it's been put up.
For any of your listeners who are at this moment are on I-25 heading south, and you go just past Northgate Boulevard, yeah, at the Air Force Academy, look to your right. Keep your eyes on the road.
Right.
Look to your right at what we think is a pretty iconic sign, new entryway sign to our city.
And it did say, welcome to Colorado Springs, basically. But now it says Colorado Springs, Olympic City, USA. It has the Olympic torch, right? The flame.
Flame of excellence.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And who envisioned that? Who put that design together?
I think we have to give full credit to Bernard Sandoval at Sandia Advertising, who joined the task force and has been our creative lead for all of our initiatives.
Yeah, and it's not just going to be that sign, correct? That's my understanding. It is
our hope that we will have signs around all the markers of the city. We're looking now at putting a sign entering the city from the airport. And ideally, in the next couple of years, we'll be working on signs coming in from northbound on I-25 and east and westbound on Highway 24.
How amazing is that?
I don't believe there'll be one quite as large
as the one
on I-25 heading south, because that sign, we kind of covered it. We use the existing structure because the cost to take it down
and put up another one.
It just,
right.
So we're really now going to begin conversations, as Janice said, with the airport,
yeah,
to welcome our residents home and our visitors into Olympic City, USA.
And the one thing, and I know when we've been talking about this, it was all private. This was privately funded, wasn't it, getting these signs done?
This sign was 100% private donations.
Wow, that's amazing. And I'm sure there were a lot of businesses, organizations that stepped up and said, we absolutely want to be a part of this.
Yes, there were. We had 62 different sponsors for the sign.
Wow, that's amazing. All ranging, I'm sure, from all different industries.
Different industries, cross-section, anyone who would listen to us and take our pitch, we asked. And our contributions ranged from $25,000 down to $2,500.
That's amazing. But look, it got unveiled. And what, kind of share the history of how Colorado Springs is being named Olympic City, USA, so everybody understands that, Doug, because, I mean, how many Olympic bodies are here? 28?
24 now.
24.
24
yeah.
now. So
yeah.
That kind of, I would think, kind of helps explain the Olympic
City, USA.
Yeah, I
guess it really does go back to 1978 when the Olympic USOC moved their headquarters from New York City to Colorado Springs, and about 4.5 years ago, we took a Chamber of Commerce leaders trip to Nashville, Tennessee to see Music City, USA.
Yeah.
And Janet and I John had just been elected mayor, and we were on this trip, and we kind of got to go behind the curtain and hear from Nashville, who at the time was about 13 years into branding their city
Music
as
City.
Music City. And so when we came back and we talked about it and said, well, what did we learn and what can we do? And literally, the at that time, the USOC was very open
right.
to thinking about how they could work closer with the city of Colorado Springs. And alas, Olympic City USA was born four
That's
years
incredible.
Ago in November, next
yeah.
month. And, you know, as Janet said, it was part of not only wanting to create more jobs, but also civic pride.
Right.
And truly from the beginning, people have said to us, so when are you going to change that big sign up on I-25
at all? Is we that said, what everybody's going
to Well, they just
saying?
Said, you know, we had signs around town. We've got signs on, you know, city vehicles and things like that. And then banners are up. But they said, when are you going to do that big sign?
That's
and
amazing.
Said, well, all it would take is some money to do that. And so today we're relieved. I mean, we people have reacted well to it. We realize it's kind of a piece of art. So there will be
yeah.
people who will say, well, not my taste. But I think, Mike, we've got almost 1,100 people who work in the Olympic movement here.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that's a probably conservative number.
Yeah, conservative
1,100?
Number, yeah, because
yeah.
it's been
that's
growing.
Amazing.
Yeah,
it
that's
is.
Amazing.
Yeah, 24 you mentioned earlier out of 50, I think, is what really makes that number pop out of, I think we're comfortable saying half of them are here in Colorado Springs.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Okay, we want to give full credit to the people who built the sign originally in 1993. There was a team that worked long and hard to get the first sign
yes.
up. And at that time, it cost $60,000 to do it. I think Mary Lou Makepeace was one of the people who headed the effort.
Yeah.
And so we want to thank all those people. And when we talked about creating a new sign honoring Olympic City USA, we wanted to make sure that we paid our respects to the individuals who put the first sign up.
Absolutely. And it does kind of look like the first sign, but just some additions, right?
It's got an update.
It's yeah. got an update. Okay, we do need to take a quick break. We'll be back. We're going to talk about the Catch the Spirit luncheon and a lot more. That's next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. A room full of spectacular people here today from Visit Colorado Springs. Doug Price is here. Hello, Doug.
Hi, Renee.
Co-chair of Olympic City USA Task Force, along with Janet Southers. Hello, Janet.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in. And from a U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Training Center, Mike Beagley is here. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And we were talking about the new sign that was unveiled, southbound I-25. Can't miss it. It looks spectacular as you're coming into the city and kind of looking to the future like we touched on next one, hopefully coming in from the airport and the northbound I-25 and east and westbound on Highway 24 as you come into Colorado Springs. But on Friday, there was a huge celebration, wasn't there, Janet, of the sign? It was the Catch the Spirit Luncheon. It sounded like a spectacular event.
It was a wonderful event. We wanted to thank all of our sponsors who contributed to the sign and help it make it a reality for us. And we also wanted to connect those sponsors
right.
with the Olympians among us.
Right.
And so we decided the best way to do that would be to have a luncheon to celebrate the Olympians and the Olympic movement in Colorado Springs.
Oh, how fun was that? And was that the Broadmoor International Center?
That was at the
Center,
Broadmoor
right?
International Center. Now, when you want to put together a luncheon, I thought that the best person in this city to do that would be Vicki Diamond, who had spent many years and had just retired as editor of Colorado Springs Style magazine.
Yeah.
So we went to Vicki and asked her if she would help us organize this luncheon. Vicki has seen hundreds of nonprofit luncheons and dinners. And she said, I know how to do it, Janet. Mm-hmm. Here's my vision. And we said, Vicki, that's wonderful. What can we do to
yeah.
help?
That's incredible.
Stay out of the way.
Yes, right. It was that kind of the advice, stay out of the way. I got it, right?
Yeah. And she yeah. put together a spectacular program that was incredibly well received by the audience.
And there was hundreds of people there.
We had 580 people.
That's incredible. And a lot of Olympians, which is spectacular. So everybody actually got to, because you kind of mentioned like the Olympians among us. I really don't think we understand, like, and Mike, you can give us the numbers, how many Olympians are actually here training? It's a huge number, isn't it?
It is. We we have resident athletes here, and we're just over 100 that live here at the training center.
Wow.
Includes Olympic and Paralympic athletes, some of which have brought medals home most recently. So, yeah. And then we get camps that come in. So on average, we'll see about 12,000.
Yeah.
Athletes come through the training center. It's pretty incredible.
And the opportunity to meet those athletes, I'm sure, was incredible.
It was for me. We had over 80 Olympians and Olympic hopefuls at the luncheon. In addition to that, we had our featured Olympians who are just
yes.
household names in the world of their sports. So we were absolutely thrilled to be able to get Peggy Fleming Jenkins and Bonnie Blair Cruikshank from speed skating and Dick Fosbury from the high jump world.
How incredible.
Who joined us and donated their time. It was so nice of them, but they all waived their honorariums to be at the luncheon on Friday.
And you know what's incredible about Olympic City, USA, and of course those top Olympians were there and talking about it at the luncheon and how incredible it is, but this movement has reached so many other Olympians across the country, and they're all embracing, aren't they? Like, a lot of them trained here, a lot of them, you know, I'm thinking like Scott Hamilton, stuff like that, and they're all like, this is incredible. An entire city is embracing who we are, what we do.
Well, Mike, you hear the stories.
Yeah.
I do. And you know, working with Doug and Janet's team makes my job at community relations pretty easy
for the Olympic
Committee. So.
Right.
But absolutely, it's a very welcoming city, and I think that's why a lot of our, what we call alumni Olympic and Olympians and Paralympians come back and call it home here.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, it sounds like it was an incredible luncheon, incredible opportunity for a lot of folks to get connected. And then we were kind of like we're talking about looking towards the future for, you know, more branding, right, for Olympic City USA.
Well, we've also thought from the beginning that, the Olympic training, between the Olympic Training Center and when the museum opens in the 1st of May, that'll really be the cherry, if you will, on top. We wanted to have the sign done well in advance of that. We've had people comment. They said, you know, when you're coming down I-25 now, you go past the sign, you see the Entz Center for the Arts, which is another beautiful building there on the left, and the museum is coming together in such a way that these structures are iconic to our city. It's literally, for people who have lived here a long time, the whole look and feel of our city is changing right before our eyes. That the architecture is, we think, going to be timeless going forward. So we're excited about where it's going and that it's being done really with a nice master plan in mind.
It looks like, Janet, you had something to add on there.
I'm thrilled that we were able to kind of set the community up for the grand opening of the Olympic Museum next spring.
Yeah.
We think it is an exciting plus for our city, and we're looking forward to having Olympians continue to come to Colorado Springs on a regular basis.
Yeah, it'll be incredible for our city. Okay, we do have to take a quick news break, and we will have more with Doug Price, Janet Southers, Mike Beagley next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. A room full of very important people here today. Janet Southers, she is one of the co-chairs, Olympic City USA. Hello, Janet.
Good morning.
Doug Price is from Visit Colorado Springs, kind of the head guy there. Visit Colorado Springs, other co-chair of Olympic City USA. Hello, Doug.
Thank you, Renee. Good morning.
Good morning. And he's the manager of community relations, U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Training Center. Mike Beagley is here. Mike, nice to meet you today.
Hey, nice to meet you, too. Good morning.
So we are talking about all things Olympic City USA, but I think if you could, Mike, please give us kind of a crash course in history on, you know, the U.S. Olympic Training Center. Really, how it has become Olympic City USA, because there are other training places in the U.S., but really Colorado Springs is the hub, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It's the headquarters of the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee, and we often get asked, how did we end up here? And a lot of people think it's because we have altitude and we have this beautiful sunshine, but it's really because it's a welcoming community. So we were gifted 37 acres back in 1978 that used to be an Air Force base, so that's the real reason we came here. It was a big chunk of land for free. And over the last 40 years, we've built that into the training center that it is today, which, of course, looks completely different. So lots of construction in the late 80s, early 90s. And then most recently, our Ted Stevens Sports Services Center, which is an all-encompassing facility that has sports medicine, sports science, strength and conditioning. And it's definitely kind of the anchor of our training center. So, 40 years strong. In addition, Doug mentioned earlier, we have 24 of the sport governing bodies, or the NGBs, here in the city, welcoming USA Diving. Just announced that they're coming.
They just announced, welcome USA Diving.
So that's really kind of the crash course, the cliff notes of how we ended up here.
Yeah. And so does each of the different bodies, did some of them just like, oh, we're going to be here since that's where, you know, the training center is and everything, and other ones are just still looking at it or considering it, or is training facilities better for some of them than others in other places?
Yeah, it does come down to a little bit about what resources we have here and what they may need. But it is, it's the simplicity of being able to have a face-to-face conversation with those governing bodies.
Now, which ones are here? Yes, again, welcome. Diving. Woo-woo! We got basketball here. What else do we have here?
Wow.
I know that's a long list.
You swimming, don't just... shooting, cycling, handball, volleyball.
Volleyball.
Archery, fencing.
Hockey.
Hockey is
badminton.
Here.
Badminton.
Table tennis.
Are we going to have pickleball?
Yes, we have table tennis.
Thank you, Jenna. Yeah. I should know that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great and long list.
Is pickleball ever going to be an Olympic sport? I'm just asking.
Never say never.
Yeah, never say never, right?
No. Skateboarding is on the program, so yeah, who knows?
So we are very fortunate, of course, to have all these governing bodies here. And, of course, seeing the city, Mike, embrace and the whole Olympic City USA, I mean, that has to make everybody just feel incredible. The athletes, the each governing body.
Absolutely. I mean, I mentioned earlier, Doug and Jenna's team make my job so easy here being in community relations for the Olympic and Paralympic Committee. And the Catch the Spirit luncheon last Friday was just a beautiful example of how this city embraces the Team USA athletes and puts on an amazing show to showcase their talents. And that's one of many, many events and opportunities we have to get our athletes in the community.
Well, and we have such incredible facilities here that support all of this. And of course, we're going to have some stadiums and we're going to have some, I mean, have the Broadmoor World Arena, right? Where a lot of training happens. So, I mean, and other aspects, really great training grounds for these athletes.
Absolutely. The sunshine and altitude are just kind of a nice bonus for them.
Don't forget the incline.
That's
I was going to say, absolutely, the incline, which most
and
of us...
Also coming up is the William J. Hibble Sports Performance Center.
That's exactly
right. We will have the world's best doctors and physical That's therapists amazing. Working for us, working with our extreme athletes and our extreme soldiers, too, who are doing amazing things with their bodies. So.
Yeah, I mean, we are so fortunate to have all of this. And you were mentioning, Mike, that we have, about approximately 100 resident athletes that live here. That's not, of course, counting the ones that come in to train and then go back home. It's
Correct.
Kind of a constant flow, isn't it?
Yeah, so our average population is 150 to 200,
wow,
about half
incredible.
Of those being the residents that live here and then the camps that come and go.
Yeah.
So it's always active. It's not every 4 years. It's every day.
Wow. So. That really is incredible. And so let's talk about, as part of this Olympic City USA, and you guys can help me with all the, like you said, the sports training facility, right? And then we're going to have the stadium downtown. The visitor center is part of all that too, correct?
Right.
Up north. It's, help me, Doug.
Well, Renee,
help me.
It really is the culmination of the City for Champions projects.
Yeah.
Because in 2013, when the state granted us over $120 million in tax incentive financing, these projects, it was the seed money to help get these projects going. And so for Olympic City USA, we're a beneficiary. We're kind of the umbrella.
Yeah.
And the museum really is the centerpiece. And,
right.
But as Janet said, the William J. Hibble Sports Performance Center, they both open
Amazing.
Next spring. That will be on campus at UCCS. Colorado College will have their first chance to play home games on campus at Robeson Arena. Switchbacks moving downtown to Widener Field. And then the Air Force Academy Visitor Center for us is going to be a chance to have all these millions of visitors who come down I-25 and don't know all the things there are to do in the Pikes Peak region in southern Colorado. So we're excited to have all these projects come together.
And what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take a break when we now, because when we come back, we are going to talk about the Tokyo Games next year. We're going to talk about Olympic Day and Janet talking about a campaign also to try and get schools, right, to call their track and field days Olympic Days. You have a fun example of how that was done. We've got a lot more when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking all things Olympic City USA. Janet Southers is here. Hello, Janet.
Good morning.
She is co-chair of Olympic City USA Task Force, along with Doug Price from Visit Colorado Springs. Hello, Doug.
Hello, Renee.
And from U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Training Center, Mike Beagley is here. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, by the way, thanks for the crash course and how, you know, the Olympics Training Center and everything came here.
Absolutely.
Now, we were talking about this in the break, and it kind of brings up a valid point. That it is open.
It is.
Everybody can, and, you know, Janet and I were kind of talking in the break. There's that big fence around it. And it's like, can I actually go visit the Olympic Training Center? You absolutely can.
Absolutely can. Yeah. Yes. Excuse me. Yeah. It's a high security fence there, but that's just to protect the athletes there. And it is open to the public. We do tours Monday through Saturday, 9 to 4, every hour and the hour. The visitor center is open and free to the public. You can come anytime. We have an amazing video there. It showcases some of the epic moments of Olympic and Paralympic games, all the way back to 36 with Jesse Owens to most recently 2018 Pyeongchang. So it's an updated, amazing video. I always joke that tears or goosebumps, or I'll just play it again until I do. So, and we never have to play it again. So,
yeah. We have a gift shop there.
We do. Have a great team shop. Yeah, you can get some good Olympic City USA swag there too. Yeah. So check that out. Get your selfie taken at the Olympic City USA ring frame right out front. And again, access to the visitor center is totally free. So if you want to just kind of get a taste of what we do, come on in. If you want to do a
charge, though, for the guided tour,
there
right?
is a charge for the guided tour. What's really cool is over half of our tour ambassador team, the ambassadors give the tours, are resident athletes.
I was going to say, aren't they resident athletes?
So
which is incredible.
There's a good chance you're going to get one of our resident athletes to take you around, and who tells a story better than someone who lives there and has been in it. So, yes, we'd love to see you. And during the summertime, we double our tours. We're open 7 days a week. We do tours every half hour on the hour and on the half. So it's worth coming out, and the tour fee goes directly back to the Olympic and Paralympic Training Center.
So, yeah, that's incredible. So don't be afraid, because there's a big fence around.
Please
there.
Come see us.
Go
yeah.
see them, right? Yes. Well, when you're kind of talking, you guys helped me again with the schedule for next year. Everything kind of leading up to the Tokyo Games 2020, right? So first, the Olympic Museum, May 1st. Everybody mark your calendars, because that's going to be a big day, right? And then it leads into Olympic Day.
Yeah, so Olympic Day is technically June 23rd, but thanks to the Olympic City USA Task Force, they've really created a season out of it that encourages the local schools. Jenny, do you want to
about that. It sounds so much fun.
We are very excited about this program that Olympic City USA has fostered. We have approached all the gym teachers in the various elementary schools in Colorado Springs. Last year, I think we had 38 schools participate. And what we've asked them to do is keep their same program that they normally have for their track and field days, but we'd like to have them rebranded as Olympic Days. And as a part of that process, we've created a special award. We select one boy and one girl from each school for the Excellence Friendship and Respect Award. And these are the Olympic values that we want to promote in our community. Those kids are not the kids who run the fastest or jump the highest, but the kids who most demonstrate the Olympic values of excellence, respect for themselves, respect for their friends and their teachers, and friendship to everybody in their schools. And so those kids are selected. They get a private tour of the Olympic Training Center, courtesy of Mike.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they get their picture taken with the mayor, and they get to light the Olympic cauldron.
Wow.
So that is a very big deal. Now, we had one teacher at Rogers Elementary who did an extraordinary job. She decided that she wanted to go beyond the traditional track and field. She created an opening ceremonies and had each kid in the different classes take a different country. And so they got the flags of the different countries, had a big opening ceremonies.
Right.
And then what I dearly love is that in addition to the traditional track and field, she created an equestrian event for her students.
Oh, how fun is that?
And she got some stick horses and had the kids running through an obstacle course to create the equestrian event.
Oh,
she also
fun.
Created a kayaking event. It was an outstanding program. So we encourage all the moms and dads out there to call your schools, ask your gym teachers to contact the mayor's office and say that you want to be a part of the Olympic Day celebrations at your elementary school.
That's fantastic. That's and then there is the official Olympic Day on June 23rd, right?
Yeah, so
year and then that day.
That day, and we'll probably do it the weekend before, so it's easier for families to come out. And I mentioned you can pay for a tour, but Olympic Day, we have an open house at the training center, which everything is completely free. So you want to...
That's Saturday, June 23rd?
It'll be... I should have that date in my mind, Doug.
I think it's June 23rd,
Yes, just before. Everything is free and open to the public. You can come and onto the training center. You get to meet athletes, get an autograph, try new sports. If you want to throw a judo athlete, they'll teach you how to throw them.
Really?
If you want to try pushing a bobsled and several other sports, it's a really great event. We invite everyone out.
And then this, of course, all leads up to Tokyo Games, right? And that is
busy
all
summer.
This summer, right? July.
July 24th, opening ceremony for the Tokyo Olympic Games.
And there's going to be a big downtown celebration and the big kickoff to the Games. So lots of stuff happening from now until the Tokyo Games this summer, July 24th.
See, I think what listeners are picking up on is that, you know, this is the reason we're Olympic City USA is we have things going on all the time here and recognizing our great athletes that live here, that have chosen even after they've retired to call this their home. It's what makes us special. It's what makes us unique. And I do want to thank not only the city of Colorado Springs for embracing this,
right,
but also the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee, because it is the most recognizable brand in the world. And we're the only city that gets to call ourselves Olympic City USA. So we are very fortunate to be able to call that our home.
That's fantastic. And if folks want more information, I'm sure the website they can go to about Olympic City USA, I'm sure there's opportunities to become involved, right? Volunteer, do stuff like that in all of this. What's the best way for folks to do that?
Well, on our website on visitcos.com, we have an entire page from Olympic City USA.
Perfect.
The city website, City of Colorado Springs, has their page as well. There's lots of videos, lots of ways to get involved. And as Janet mentioned, the Olympic Day, all that the schools have to do is just reach out to the mayor's office, let them know they want to participate.
Perfect. And then check the schedule.
TeamUSA.org. Yeah, go to visit the training center.
Okay.
And you'll have all our tour hours. We have volunteer opportunities as well, amongst many other amazing stuff to do.
Yeah. You know what? So Doug was giving me a hard time because I'd never been to the chapel. Right at the Air Force Academy. I know. And how it's closed. And now he's like, okay, Renee, get over to the, you know, Olympic
Training
Center.
Come on out. Let me show you around. We'd
love
to.
Let's do a big, everybody go check it out.
Please, please do.
Fantastic. You guys, this was so fun to talk about and so much and many incredible things. And now please don't stop on I-25 to check out the sign. I'm just saying.
Drive by and admire it.
Exactly. Yeah, no stopping on the road, right? Well, thank you so much, Doug Price, Janet Southers, and Mike Beakley. Thank you so much for coming in and kicking off the week. Yes, thank you. I appreciate it. And coming up tomorrow on The Extra, we're going to be talking about the Medal of Valor luncheon from the Police Foundation to Colorado Springs. Nicole Magic will be here, plus Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Niskey will be here as well. That's tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.